Good morning and welcome to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative coming to you today from the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce radio studio located in the lower level of the Chamber of Commerce building at 101 Pierce Street in the heart of downtown Sioux City, Iowa. On behalf of our producer, Mr. Justin Barker of Powell Broadcasting, we want to thank our program sponsor, Chris Bogenrief of NAI United. Chris was scheduled to close out the calendar year with us and was unavoidably detained, and so we'll get Chris, the sponsor of this program, rescheduled as our guest as soon as we possibly can. In the meantime, I'm thrilled to be joined by an old friend of the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce, a current board member of the Siouxland Initiative, Mr. Skip Perley. Skip is the CEO of the Thompson Solutions Group. He's joined by James Olson, formerly of Interstate Mechanical, who now serves as the president of the mechanical division or the mechanical group associated with the Thompson Solutions Group. Gentlemen, welcome to Grow Siouxland.
Good morning.
Hi, Chris. Happy to be here again.
It's great to have you guys both in studio, and you have some very, very exciting news. Let's get to that exciting news. Then we're going to get to know you as guests a little bit, and then we'll revisit the exciting news again. But first and foremost, Skip, tell us, as the CEO, what happened, what transpired right before the beginning of the year?
So the really exciting news is that James and Wes and the leadership at Interstate Mechanical and their companies and the Thompson Electric and all of our divisions, we got together and decided to come together as one company called Thompson Solutions Group. And we're really excited about it. We think we can now offer even greater services to our customer. And that's the big news of January 1.
That's very, very exciting. And James, tell us a little bit about what the vision is for this new company and how combining these two exceptional organizations, leads to better customer service for your deep, deep list of longtime clients and customers between these organizations.
Sure. So really the why in doing this is a vision of having one hand to shake, one point of contact for our customers. Who have a variety of different needs. The services that we provide are mechanical, HVAC, electrical, plumbing, and technology. And now we can approach a customer, a building owner, or a general contractor with all of those services under one roof.
So it's really an alliance of two exceptional, longstanding organizations coming together to offer their customers a broader array of services in the building envelope.
That's correct.
Very good. Over the course of the first half an hour of the program, we're going to get to know Skip Perley, the CEO of the Thompson Solutions Group, and James Olson, who serves as the president of the mechanical group within that organization. And then in the second half an hour of our program, or excuse me, in the second half of this half hour program, we're going to talk specifically about Thompson Solutions Group, their array of offerings, all those specific things. But Skip, before we get there, for those who may not know, tell us a little bit about where you grew up.
Thanks, Chris. Yeah, happy to. I'm a lifelong Sioux Cityan, born here in Sioux City, actually lived in Morningside all my life. My parents lived in Morningside, my grandparents lived in Morningside, and I graduated from East. I always make fun of it as I graduated from the brand new East High School in 1973, and we still call those high schools the brand new high schools, even though they're 50 years old this year.
Were you the second class to graduate from there?
No, I was the first class.
The very first class to graduate from the new high school.
From the new East High School in 1973. I ended up going into an apprenticeship program and was my very first day of apprenticeship. I was assigned to Thompson Electric Company and really have been there ever since. Took a couple of hiatuses and did a couple different things, but never really left very far. So it's been quite a career. About 25 years ago, my wife and I moved from Morningside to the north side, and my father literally never forgave me for that. Just could not understand how we could possibly leave Morningside. But we did, and we really enjoy a house on the north side. Got to know a different part of the community. But lifelong Sioux Cityan. Born, as I said, born here, been here all my life. I really, really enjoy this community and have been, as you know, been very involved in the community. From a personal standpoint, married, Kathy supports me and puts up with me, and that's really awesome. We have a great relationship, got two kids. One lives in Germany that we don't get to see very often, and one right here in Sioux City, a school teacher in the Sioux City school system, and we're really proud of both of them. But from a sort of a hobby standpoint, flying is really my passion, and do that as much as I possibly can. And we travel a little bit and get to enjoy seeing the countryside. So that's
well, and Skip, you're definitely someone who leads by example. You're a past chair of the board of directors of the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce. You're a past chair of the board of directors at the Siouxland Initiative. You continue to serve on the board of the Siouxland Initiative. I know that you've also spent many, many years directly involved with our Sioux City Community School District's foundation program and fundraising for that worthy cause. You've been involved with Unity Point on the board of directors there. And on behalf of a grateful community, thanks for all you do in our community, and our regards to Kathy. Happy New Year. You're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSEJ 1360 AM, 94.9 FM, where our guests today are Skip Purley. Skip is the CEO of the newly formed Thompson Solutions Group. Skip is joined by James Olson, who serves as the president of the mechanical group within the Thompson Solutions Group. And James, we're going to kind of get to know you a little bit better as well. Thank you for being our guest, and tell us about where you grew up.
Sure. So I also have lifelong roots to this community. I was born and raised in Sergeant Bluff, Iowa. I graduated from Sergeant Bluff Luton High School in 2002. Made a choice to stay in the community and attended Briarcliff University, and graduated there with a business degree in 2006. After that, I took a sales job within the construction industry and sold commercial and industrial duct systems for a company out of Minneapolis called Sheet Metal Connectors. So that gave me a really broad view of our industry. I traveled for them and sold different components and duct systems all throughout the United States and Canada for about 5 years. I met my wife, Holly Golson, at Briarcliff, and as we were getting married throughout that time and chose to start a family, and, you know, with my roots here in Sioux City, I decided that, hey, maybe all this travel isn't great at that point in time. I had worked for Interstate Mechanical, which my father and uncle owned at that time. Throughout the summers, and you know, got to have some experience in the shop and just doing odd jobs. So talked to Dad, and he needed some help in estimating and project management. So we made the move back here from Omaha at that time, and got involved in the organization and just started learning a lot about the different products and services that Interstate provided. My focus was really in architectural sheet metal once I started back at Interstate and helped work in that department and grow those product offerings. And that's still a lot of what I do on a day-to-day basis.
Very good. And we don't usually let people skip over high school quite so quickly and college.
Sure.
What kind of activities were you involved in as a young person at Sergeant Bluff Luton High School?
Sure. You know, throughout my youth, I played all sports. I had, you know, played football, basketball, and golf up into high school. I broke my leg our first game of my freshman season in football, and that kind of sidelined me from that activity. I stuck with basketball after that, and then really, I had a passion for golf. Started excelling at that in high school, and that's how I ended up at Briarcliff. I took a golf scholarship with that program and started playing golf there, in my freshman season. And we had a lot of fun. I had some really good upperclassmen on that freshman team, and we had some fun times and some success and won a GPAC conference title, which was the first GPAC conference title for Briarcliff. That was the year that we joined the GPAC.
And congratulations. And that is exactly why we don't let people skip over high school and college activities. And James Olson, if you would, tell us a little bit about your family.
Sure. My wife, Holly, I think I mentioned before, we met at Briarcliff. She's originally from Columbus, Nebraska, so she's from the area. We have two beautiful kids, Madeline, who's 10, Grady, 8, and they're involved in a bunch of different activities. Maddie does dance, and Grady is trying out wrestling and basketball this year, so we're having a lot of fun with a young family.
Those are great ages, and I'm sure that you and Holly are very, very busy. Give her our regards. You're listening to Grow Siouxland. Our guests today are Skip Perley. Skip is the former CEO of Thompson Electric. Thompson Electric has recently merged with Interstate Mechanical to form the Thompson Solutions Group. Skip serves as the CEO of the newly merged organization. And James Olson is also with us. James, formerly of Interstate Mechanical, now serves as the president of the mechanical group within the Thompson Solutions Group. We'll be right back with Skip and James after a short commercial break.
Looking to buy, sell, or lease commercial property in Siouxland? One call is all you need. NAI United, the largest and highest producing commercial real estate firm in Siouxland. Speak with Bo Bronger, Nick Madsen, Aaron Rooney, Nate Connolly, or Chris Bogenried. NAI United has the answers to your questions for commercial real estate in all corners of Siouxland. All NAI agents are licensed in Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota. Put NAI United to work for you today. Go to NAIUnited.com and learn more. NAI United, uniquely positioned to serve your needs.
Welcome back to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative. So pleased that you've decided to spend part of your Saturday morning with us. And folks, football playoffs are in full swing in the NFL, and hopefully you'll have a little bit of time to enjoy some quiet time over the weekend. We are here, as we are every Saturday morning, with business leaders throughout the Siouxland community talking about economic development and projects that directly affect the Siouxland tri-state region. If you're with us in the first half of the program, you know that our guests are James Olson, formerly of Interstate Mechanical, and Skip Perley, formerly of Thompson Electric, or Thompson. Skip and James were a couple of the executives who were primarily responsible for merging the two organizations and forming the Thompson Solutions Group. And Skip, just before our program began today, we talked a little bit about this announcement, which came just a little bit before the holidays, and what a remarkable job you guys did keeping this thing quiet, because when this was announced, I think it came as a tremendous surprise to an awful lot of people.
Yeah, Chris, that was a lot of work, and I'll get back to that in just a second, but I want to go back to a word that you used in the first half of our segment here, and that was alliance. And I think it's important to understand what we were trying to do. And I also want to give a shout out to Renee and Brian and Barney on our board of directors with myself. I mentioned Wes and James earlier, but the six of us really spent a lot of time figuring this out and what we were going to do, starting about a little over a year and a half ago. So we did do a good job of keeping it secret, because we knew this was a big lift, and it might not work as we got together. And if it didn't work, we really didn't want that we had tried to do this and didn't make it work out. So we met in some secret locations and just did a great job of keeping this quiet. But back to the alliance concept. From the very beginning, we really all came on board with the fact that we didn't just want to jointly own an electrical and mechanical company. We really truly wanted to come together as one company, because that's where we see the value to our client base, not just a joint ownership. in companies that are operating separately. And this will play out obviously differently with different clients. And some clients that will be a really big thing for, and we hope to be able to provide those clients with even more services. And some clients it won't be a big deal for, and we can continue to offer just the services that they're looking for. But this truly came about as the desire of all six of us wanting to approach this from one company. And therefore, the name change, because we really were coming together as one. And I think James said it really great, one hand to shake.
So, Skip, you mentioned some of the team formerly of Thompson, now part of the Thompson Solutions Group. Let's talk specifically about some of those folks real quickly. You mentioned Renee and Barney. Renee Boyu, of course, Barney Potterbaum. Renee, a past chair also of the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce Board of Directors, another indicator of how involved you are in the community. Tell us a little bit about the important role that Renee and Barney play in your organization.
So I'll talk about all three of them. Actually, Renee is president of the company and primarily serves as the financial officer, but all other things behind that, all operations, everything it takes to make this company run. She's also, as you said, former chair of the chamber, but she's very involved in the community locally, but also very involved nationally. So we're really proud of her. Barney Potterbaum is president of Electrical Construction. Been with us a long, long time as well. And he primarily works in that world of architects, engineer, and general contractors, and leads that team of people throughout Siouxland, Omaha, and Sioux Falls. And then,
of course, I neglected to mention Brian, and I know you want to talk about the role Brian played as well.
Yeah, Brian Spader, he is president of Integrated Technology and Business Development. So he really leads the part of our business that's more direct to owner, less in the realm of architects, engineers, and general contractors, and more in those where we have a great relationship or we're trying to build a relationship with a client and can take use of all of our services. And that will really pair in very nicely with this merger.
And speaking of the merger, James Olson, who serves as the president of the mechanical group within the newly formed Thompson Solutions Group. James, tell us a little bit about the team that you brought to the table to help complete this alliance or merger of these two longtime Siouxland organizations.
Sure. So Wes Hunold is my other business partner involved in this. Wes is my brother-in-law. So he got involved at Interstate Mechanical before I came back to work there, and it has really, you know, kind of come up through the chairs and started in estimating and project management. And his day-to-day focus is for our HVAC, plumbing and mechanical pieces of the business. My day-to-day focus has been on architectural sheet metal and fabrication. So that's kind of how we split up the day-to-day. But he and I, decided that this would be just an awesome opportunity for our organization as well.
And speaking of your organization, James, as Skip said moments ago, this is something that the executives from both organizations worked diligently on for a significant period of time, but you had to keep it very, very quiet. When you announced it to your employees, how was this message and how was this new formed organization received?
We were met with a lot of positive questions. People were obviously curious about how this started and what's to come. But we're painting a picture of a lot of opportunity for our employees, a lot of opportunity of what lies ahead. So overall, a very positive feedback internally.
Skip, you've been involved in the Siouxland business community for an awfully long time, a significant number of years, in fact, decades. Tell us specifically what you saw in James and his family business that you knew would be a powerful ally in forming Thompson Solutions Group.
Well, I think over the last 3, 4, 5 years, gotten to know James a little better, running into him throughout the community. But as we really sat down and started talking, it was a lot about culture. Very, very similar culture, and that's really important to us, and it's really important in this time of shortage of workforce, and we just need great culture. Another thing that's really exciting is that Thompson and Interstate were never okay sitting back and just continuing to do the business that they did. James mentioned earlier the architectural sheet metal. You know, that's a business that most mechanicals are not into, but James chose to jump into that and has done a really awesome job with that. And we've done the same thing at Thompson, jump into things. This we really see as another big step in that. We were talking in the car on the way over here. This is a disruption of the market here in Siouxland, and we're really excited about that. And our industry is changing, and we're changing to keep up.
And James, in the final 60 seconds we have together this morning, tell us what your customers can expect from this merged organization in terms of the full line of services and what they can see in this one-stop shop.
Okay, so again, kind of our blanket services would be HVAC, mechanical, which is comprised of HVAC, metal fabrication, architectural sheet metal, electrical, plumbing and process piping, and technology.
So it's really, truly a one-stop shop. We've merged two of Siouxland's longest and best-known organizations. We wish you well in the coming year. We wish all of our listeners and all of our Siouxland Chamber members a personally and professionally prosperous 2023, and that applies to the Thompson Solutions Group as well. My name is Chris McGowan, and our guests today have been Skip Perley, who serves as the CEO, James Olson, who serves as the president of the mechanical group of the newly formed Thompson Solutions Group. Gentlemen, thanks so much for spending part of your Saturday morning with us.
Thank you,
Chris.
Thank you, Chris.
We wish you well in the coming year, and folks, go out and make it a great weekend. We'll be back with more on Grow Siouxland next Saturday morning. Thanks for listening.